Yeah, one advantage of attending Stony Brook is that it is close to New York City. Two, there are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. Three, if you don't want to worry about traffic on the roads, you can take the train. Four, but the price of the train of a train ticket is $20, while a bus ticket is only $11.
To New York City.
Yes, you can take the bus to New York City.
What is the price of a bus ticket?
The price of the bus ticket is $11.
Did you say the price of a bus ticket is $15?
No, the price of bus ticket is $11.
Please read the sentences, and you don't have to read the numbers.
Okay. New York City offers a wide variety of activities in different neighborhoods. Soho has many interesting shops and boutiques. The Lower East Side has many bars and clubs for dancing, and the West Village is a great place to watch foreign movies.
Shopping in Soho?
Yes, you can go shopping in Soho.
And what can you watch in the West Village?
You can watch foreign movies in the West Village.
Did you say that in the West Village you can watch Hollywood movies?
No, you can watch foreign movies in the West Village.
Please read the sentences
Okay.
aloud.
Manhattan has many parks where people like to walk, bike, and play ball. The largest park is Central Park, which stretches from the Fifth Avenue to Eighth Avenue. The newest park is the Highland Park, which was built on an old train line 30 feet above street level. This park continues for almost 2 miles above 11th Avenue.
Is the Highland Park above street level?
Yes, the Highland Park is above the street level.
And the Highland Park is above Fifth Avenue, right?
No, the Highland Park is above 11th Avenue.
Please read the sentences aloud.
Okay, there are many historic landmarks you can visit in New York City. The Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in the USA, connects Manhattan and Brooklyn. The Cloister is another historic landmark you can visit. It is located in northern Manhattan and you can take the subway there. This is part of the Metropolitan Museum and has a beautiful garden too.
So the Cloisters is part of the Metropolitan Museum, right?
Yes, the cloister is part of the Metropolitan Museum.
And the Cloisters is located in southern Manhattan, right?
No, the cloister is located in northern Manhattan.
Please read the
Okay.
sentences.
The American the American continent is divided into two subcontinents. The continents of North American and South American are linked by the Panama Canal. The Rocky Mountains run along the western side of North America, while the Andes runs along the west coast of South America. The highest peak in the American continent is located in the Andes.
The American continent consists of North and South America.
Yes, the America continent consists of North America and South America.
And the Rocky Mountains are located in South America, right?
No, the Rocky Mountains located in North America.
Could you read the sentences?
In order to make driving safer, there are many ways that roads can help guide traffic. Depending on the color of the line in the center of the road, traffic can either go one way or two ways. One-way roads use the white lines, and two-way roads use yellow lines. A dotted line means that the cars can cross into the other line. Well, a solid line means that cars cannot cross into another lane. Yeah, solid lines means that cars cannot cross into another lane. No, two-way roads use yellow lines. Yep, lifestyles in rural areas are different from those in urban areas. Wildlife is more frequently found in rural areas than the urban areas. Rural areas often have fewer job opportunities and higher unemployment rates. The main source of income in rural areas is agriculture. Yes, the wildlife is frequently found in rural areas. No, agriculture is the main source of income in rural areas.